Good morning.
It is good to be with you this morning once again. For those that like to take notes, I started doing handouts where I would do a little worksheet, particularly for my children, so that they would actually pay attention and follow along. Those handouts are in the foyer. If you would like one, or you can get one later, that's fine as well. This morning, I want to talk about worthy or worthless. Worthy or worthless. Are the offerings that we bring to God, are they worthy or are they worthless? As a preacher or a Bible class teacher, is the time and effort that we put in worthy or are they worthless? As a member of the body of Christ, it doesn't matter in what capacity. It could be an elder or deacon. It could be a song leader, men waiting on the table. It could be you in the audience this morning listening to the words of God. Is our time and our efforts worthy or is it worthless? When I speak of worth this morning, it is not in the sense of earning anything. It is in the context of being a benefit to self and others. For example, in Colossians chapter 3, and verse number 16. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 16, singing not only is commanded, but it is also beneficial. The Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. If our singing, for example, is not authorized, then it does not edify. And if it is not teaching the truth, then that singing is worthless. We can say the same about our giving. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 7. We are to give as a cheerful giver. But what are we bringing to God? Is it worthy? Everything that we do in service to our God can be categorized as either worthy or it can be worthless. When we examine ourselves, be it our actions or our offerings or our worship and what we do and have done, is it worthy? And if it's not worthy, then are we willing to amend our ways or will we continue being stubborn like Judah? I want us to consider God's words to the prophet Jeremiah concerning Judah's worthless ways in Jeremiah chapter 7. Beginning in Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 3, Jeremiah stands in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaims to those in Judah to amend their ways. The Bible says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Jeremiah 7, verse number 2, stand in the gates of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. The message we are dealing with today is worthy or worthless. Jeremiah begins in chapter 7 with the message for Judah to amend their ways. When a man of God tells a nation to change, whatever they must be doing is worthless. Think of this as we read the text in Jeremiah chapter 7. Verses 21 through 28, Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 21 through 28 will be our text this morning. The Bible says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. In Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 21 through 28, God condemns a worthless sacrifice. Verses 21 through 23. In verses 24 through 26, God condemns worthless satisfaction. And finally, in verses 27 through 28, God commands a worthy sermon. So he condemns a worthless sacrifice, he condemns worthless satisfaction, and then he would command a worthy sermon. When Judah ignored God's worth, their actions became worthless. In Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, again, the Bible says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this saying commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Jeremiah begins by prophesying against Judah to change. It became evident that there was no change in sight for Judah. Jeremiah said they trusted in lying words in Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse number 8. They ignored the voice of God in verse number 13, and they provoked God to anger, verses 19 through 21. So no matter what Judah attempted to offer to God in a form of a sacrifice, it was worthless. Judah had turned their nose up to God so much so that in verse number 21, God told Judah that instead of separating the burnt offerings from the sacrifices, they should just eat the flesh. In Leviticus chapter 28, beginning there, Leviticus chapter 7, verse number 28, provides an example of why burnt offerings and sacrifices were worthy. But in verse number 30, in verse number 31, the Bible says, his own hands, that's the hands that's making this peace offering, and his own hand shall bring the offerings to the Lord, offering of the Lord made by fire, the fat with the breast, it shall he bring, that the breast may be weighed for a wave offering before the Lord. And the priest shall burn the fat upon the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons. You see, the benefit of the sacrifices, it was the priests who were being fed. God had made provisions for his priest to be able to consume certain parts of a sacrifice. It was for their physical nourishment. The meat was a benefit to the physical nourishment of those priests. Yet in Jeremiah, God told Judah that they might as well eat the flesh themselves from their sacrifices because it was of no worth. The sacrifices offered by Judah served no purpose, and they had no benefit. It was worthless, and God told Judah just to eat it. Judah had become disobedient. In Jeremiah chapter 7 in verse number 23. The word of the Lord called Judah to obedience, not to burnt offerings and sacrifices. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, in verse number 22, the Bible says, and Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." See, God wanted obedience. In Jeremiah chapter 6, in verse number 20, Jeremiah chapter 6, in verse number 20, the best spices and the gold from Sheba were worthless. Sheba was known for the richness in frankincense and in gems. But the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 6, in verse number 20, "To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me." The Bible says they came a long way to Judah from Sheba, bringing these the best that they could, and it was worthless. The incense from Sheba did not smell so good. The sweetness from the canes, they were not sweet. In Isaiah's vision, in his divine communication from God, he prophesied the same in Isaiah chapter 1 in verse number 11. Isaiah chapter 1 in verse number 11. The Bible says, "To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats." You see the similarity. To what purpose? Sometimes as Christians, if we have the wrong mindset about what we bring to God and how we bring it, it may be done without the right purpose. God, through the prophet Isaiah, tells Judah that he was full of their burnt offerings. He was full of their sacrifices because they served no purpose, because that nation had become a sinful nation. That nation refused to obey the word of the Lord, so God refused their sacrifices. Cain's offering in Genesis chapter 4, it was worthless. The Bible says in verse number 4 of Genesis chapter 4 that the Lord had respect for Abel's offering, and then in verse number 5, he did not have respect for Cain's offering. Brother, it matters what we bring to God. It matters how we worship God. Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus chapter 10. Their sacrifice, their offering. They took their censer and put fire therein and incense thereon, but the offering was rather strange to God. It was unauthorized. It was worthless. As New Testament Christians, are we like Judah? Are we stubborn in our ways? Are we ignoring God? And are we filling him up with worthless sacrifices? Not only was Judah condemned concerning their worthless sacrifice, but they were also condemned for their worthless satisfaction. Again, in Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 24 through 26. "But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day I have even sent unto you all my servants the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their necks. They did worse than their fathers." Husbands, have you ever driven somewhere with your wives as the GPS? Was there ever a time that you ignored that GPS because you knew where you were going, because you've been there before, you know how to get there? That was Judah. Judah was headed in the wrong direction, and they relished it. So much so that their satisfaction was worthless. Judah was living as if they did not need the guidance of God. When God spoke, they did not listen. Notice again, verse number 24. "But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil hearts, and went backward and not forward." In Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 15, the children of Israel were not at all ashamed of their abominations. They were satisfied with sin so much they could not even blush. God gave them direction in verse number 16, yet their satisfaction did not heed to God's directions. In Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 16, the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." If you ask for the way, and walk in the way, you will find worthy satisfaction. Jeremiah provided the children of God with four action words: stand, see, ask, and walk. In their reply in verse number 16, "We will not walk therein." Judah was satisfied in their direction of travel, even though they were going backwards. In Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse number 25, we ask the question, since God led his people from Egypt, how many servants and how many prophets have been sent to direct God's people? When Moses died, he gave them Joshua. After the promised land was divided, he raised up judge after judge after judge. God even sent prophets not only to his people, but also to the heathen nations, even giving those prophets his words in their mouth. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 9. Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse number 2. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 2. Jonah chapter 3 and verse number 2. This is God putting his words into his prophets' mouths. Yet in Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse number 26, the Bible says they did not incline their ears to hear. Jeremiah proclaims to Judah to amend their ways, to change their direction. Yet Judah was satisfied in the counsel that they were receiving from their evil hearts. The hearts of the people of God were evil because they were not guarded. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 23, in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 23, the Bible says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." The output highlights the input. The input, what is in the heart, is where sin starts. And Judah referred to themselves. They referred to their own wickedness, to their own hearts, and their own satisfaction. And it was worthless. Judah was a people without understanding. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse number 21. In Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse number 17, God provided them with a watchman. A watchman to sound the trumpet for protection. But they didn't want to listen to it. When we as children of God today, when we are corrected by our brethren, when we are admonished for our actions, are we satisfied in our direction of travel? Will we amend our ways or continue as Judah did in worthless satisfaction? When Judah opted for this worthless satisfaction, God commanded Jeremiah to deliver a worthy sermon. In Jeremiah chapter 7, beginning in verse number 27, the Bible says, "Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. Thou shalt say unto them, This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth." See, this section is not for preachers only. It's not for Bible class teachers only. Verse number 27 says, "Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them." This was God talking to Jeremiah to speak all his words to his people. Every word that God gave Jeremiah to proclaim to Judah, every single word was worthy. The sermon was not worthy because of the man, Jeremiah. The sermons you hear from this pulpit, they're not worthy because they come out of the mouth of a manservant of God. The sermon is worthy if the speaker proclaims the word of God. How can we be confident that Jeremiah's sermon was worthy? In Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 5, Jeremiah was sanctified and ordained. Jeremiah was set apart. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 7, this is what the Bible says. "Whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak." In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 9, "Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth," that's Jeremiah, "and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth." The word of the Lord, the words were supplied to Jeremiah to prophesy, and those words were and still are worthy. When man today failed to hear these words, the word of God must still be preached. To Judah, truth was perished. To Judah, truth was dead. To Judah, truth had no value. Because they would not listen to them. We know the words of Jeremiah was worthy because they were words of God. And 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. We are told that all of God's words are worthy, not just the ones he gave to Jeremiah. The Bible says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul gives a charge to Timothy. The same charge that you have as a Bible student, the same charge that God gave to Jeremiah, speak all of God's word. For the reason stated by the Apostle Paul when addressing Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, the Bible says, beginning in verse number 1, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Watch this. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Judah had enough of Jeremiah. Just as God was full of Judah's worthless sacrifices, Judah was full of Jeremiah's worthy sermons. Judah's ears were turned away from truth. Remember, to Judah, truth was perished. Yet Jeremiah was still commanded to speak all the words of God, even when the people would not listen. We as faithful Christians today, we must proclaim a worthy sermon. And here's the catch. Even when the people will not listen. In Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 21 through 28, Judah was condemned for their worthless sacrifices. They were condemned for their worthless satisfaction. And Jeremiah was commanded to proclaim a worthy sermon. When we bring our offerings to God, are we presenting to God something that is worthy? Or are we presenting something to God that's worthless? What we do in this building is what we do here weekly. The preaching and the teaching that goes on here, is it worthy? In our times away from one another, in our studies, in our preparations, in our homes, in times with our children, is it worthy? Judah relished in worthlessness, even though the prophet Jeremiah proclaimed worthiness. Jeremiah stood in the entrance of the Lord's house and proclaimed this message to Judah because they presented to God worthless ways, worthless actions. They enjoyed their worthless direction, their worthless satisfaction. Jeremiah was a watchman, and he proclaimed God's words. As we prepare to close here this morning, examine yourselves. If you are a child of God, what did God receive from you this morning? If it was worthless, are you willing to amend your ways? If you're not a child of God, you can be this very hour. Having heard the word of God, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, you can believe and confess on the name of the Lord, repent of your sins, and be immersed in water for the remission of those sins. If we can help you in any way, won't you come as together we stand as we sing.
I found my Lord and he is mine. He won me by his love. I'll serve him all my years of time and dwell with him above. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. No other Lord but Christ I know. I walk with him alone. His stream service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. He's dearer to my heart than life. He found me lost in sin. He calmed the sea of inward strife and bid me come to Him. His yoke is easy, His burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. I've tried the road of sin and found its prospects all deceive. I've proved the Lord and joys abound. More than I could believe. His yoke is easy, His burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. Seems ever flow.
It's very good to see each and every one here this morning. Do we have any other announcements we need to make before we dismiss? If not, we'll ask Brother John to walk back up here and lead us in prayer.